Listener supported. WNYC Studios. She was a resident alien.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. On his first two albums with his band Goldspot, the musician Siddhartha Khosla has combined the pop tradition of the Western world, say, the Beatles, with pop and Bollywood sounds from India. In fact, the band Goldspot gets its name from a sugary soda that Siddhartha enjoyed as a kid, living with a foot in each of those worlds. That personal connection is even deeper on Goldspot's new album, Aerogram. On this first song that they're going to play for us, you'll hear a bit of Siddhartha Khosla's family story. Here is Goldspot playing New Haven Green live on Soundcheck.
It was September in the 70s. Three of us flying in two seats, holding the statues of sandalwood. The airport is filled with the neighborhood. In the back of an old white ambassador, you turn a deaf ear to your father. He gave you a grand from the black market. It stayed in the glove, you would not take it. So while the words are napkins for no one to read, it's never been black or white or what we thought it would be. You carry the case. Tell the dumb story again. An officer in blue, he welcomed you, gave you the key to your living room. You took up the last carry-on and laid out on jackets on. Story again.
That's called New Haven Green. It's a song from the band Goldspot, playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find it on Goldspot's new album, their third, called Aerogram. And Goldspot is led by singer, songwriter, and keyboard player Siddhartha Khosla, playing... Is that an omnichord that you were just playing?
Yep.
Wow, haven't seen one of those in years. Rob Calder was playing a bouzouki on that song, a Greek string instrument. We heard Adam Chelensky playing bass, although both Rob and Adam are about to switch instruments, switch to different instruments. Jake Owen on guitar, Ezra Oakland behind our drum kit, Chris McIntyre playing trombone. They are the band Goldspot. And the album Aerogram, Siddhartha, this, even the cover art, you know, it looks like an airmail letter, you know, maybe sent from India to America or vice versa. That idea of the travel, the journey that your family took, that's the topic here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty biographical record. It's basically the story of my parents' journey from India to the U.S. in the late 70s. And they left India in 1976 with $8 in their pockets. At the time, India had basically no foreign currency reserve because they were importing much more than they were exporting back then, and to deal with a lot of the hunger problems and the hunger crisis in India. And so there was a finite amount of U.S. dollars that you could take out of India to go to the U.S.
And that finite amount was eight?
For individuals or for couples like that, it was eight. And so my parents left in 1976 with $8, and they moved to New Haven in Connecticut, and they started their life here.
So now you were born here.
Yes.
But spent some time growing up in India.
Yeah. When I was born, you know, both of them were working full-time jobs and going to school and really struggling to make ends meet. They had, you know, they came with pretty much nothing.
$8.
Yeah, exactly. And it was very difficult for them to... the true story of that was they couldn't find any good babysitters that they could afford. And what ended up happening was, you know, I was like the baton that they would pass on in between each other. They'd meet each other in the middle of the street when one was coming back from work and the other one about to go to work, and just pass the baton, you know, between the two of them. And that got very tiring, and they were trying to make this living. So they kind of had no other option but to save up enough money to send me back home to live with my grandparents in New Delhi. And we spent about 2 years apart. And in that time, it was 24 or something dollars a minute to make a long distance phone call. There was no Vodafone, no Skype, nothing like that. And obviously, if they came with eight, they weren't going to spend three times the budget that they came in with to make a phone call for a minute. And so the only other option was to exchange letters, but via this cassette. And so my mom would record her voice on this evergreen-colored cassette, send it to me in India, and tell me she loved me or sang me a lullaby so I could hear her voice. And I would, you know, my grandparents would hit record. I would say something unintelligible at the age of two. And it was sent back to my mom and dad, and we exchanged that cassette letter for 2 years back and forth.
Same cassette over and over?
Same cassette. So
that's too bad. Otherwise, you might have like a whole library of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have that cassette somewhere?
Yeah, the cassette's at home. Yeah, my mom has it at the house somewhere.
Wow.
She's got it locked away because she's afraid to give that to me because she knows I'll lose it.
So were you old enough while in India to have had any kind of formative musical experiences there?
You know what? Most of my musical training, just by listening and learning music, actually came here in the U.S. By the time I came back, you know, from 2 to 4, I probably didn't remember too much.
Right.
But I did listen to all the old Bollywood music and all the old Indian film music that my grandparents would listen to in India, and my cousins would sing songs. And so we used to sing all these old Indian folk songs. So it must have been ingrained in me in some way. And then when I came back here, my parents, you know, listened to they had these cassette tapes, these mixes that they brought with them from India. And so I grew up listening to that, you know, I still listen to it. It's, you know, some of my favorite music is the music that came out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s in India.
There's some wild stuff, you know, if you listen to those soundtracks from the 50s and 60s.
It's amazing stuff. And the interesting thing is that a lot of that music that I listened to growing up is what was popular in so these movies would have these songs featured in these films, and these were popular songs at the time. A lot of that music was actually influenced by Western folk. So on some level, the rock bands or the folk mm-hmm. music in India that was coming out in film, the popular music was influenced by the West. So there was, it's really interesting because I'm very influenced then by saying that I'm influenced by 1960s Indian take on Western folk.
Right. Or on Western rock.
Or on Western rock, yeah.
You guys, a couple of years ago, you did a version of Ina Mina Dika, this
yes.
kind of famous nonsense song
yeah.
from a film from like the late 50s.
Yes.
And it's considered like the first evidence of rock and roll
exactly,
in
yeah.
India. We're speaking with Siddhartha Khosla and listening to the band Goldspot. Here's a little bit of their version of this great old bit of Bollywood film music.
Ina Mina Dika.
Band Goldspot from the 2009 movie Today's Special, which starred Asif Manvi from The Daily Show, and their arrangement of Ina Mina Dika, a song from the late 50s from the Bollywood film industry that Goldspot covered to great effect. Goldspot's new record, their third, is called Aerogram. It is out now. The band is performing at the Winery at St. George up in Mohegan Lake, New York, on September 11th. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Now, Siddhartha was talking about this cassette that he and his parents sort of mailed back and forth to each other when he was in India and they were here. That is the subject of the song that they're about to play for us. Here, with the song Evergreen Cassette, is the band Goldspot.
I'd fly up there and reach for it too. It's the story of something older and bigger than me and you. And you told it in a letter in the form of an evergreen cassette. And I played it in the morning till after the sun. Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear is true. Between you and me, I believe the antidotes too. In the veranda, in the midnight heat, cousins and I would wait for the rains, singing songs about America, and then the first drops came. So don't worry, even though you were oceans and continents away, I heard evergreen hits, lullabies, and everything you had to say. See, Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear. Between you and me, I believe the anecdotes too. can't be bent with the drop of a tear. And though you say you missed out all of those years, your voice on the tapes always kept us near. See, Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear is true. Between you and me, I believe in everything you knew.
That is the band Goldspot, live on Soundcheck with a song called Evergreen Cassette, which you will also find on their new album called Aerogram. The band's playing at the winery at St. George, upstate in Mohegan Lake, New York, on September 11th, and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. And Siddhartha, who had moved from one keyboard to the other, the omnichord to the harmonium, is now moving back to the omnichord for this next song, which is called The Borderline. Once again, the band Goldspot, live in the Soundcheck studio.
I've been away so long, and Father, I don't know where I have gone. A tide brought me here, I called it.
Borderline and thoughts race through my mind. Adams escape in the middle of the night.
Once again, the band Goldspot, live on Soundcheck with a song called The Borderline. Their newest album, their third, is called Aerogram. It's out now. And once again, Siddhartha Khosla playing that old Omnichord keyboard and singing. Now, Adam Chalinsky just played three different instruments on three songs, right? Went to the harmonium, after the piano, after the bass.
Yeah, Adam is the utility guy here.
Your utility infielder.
Yeah.
Rob Calder on bass, Jake Owen playing guitar, Ezra Oakland behind the drum kit, Chris McIntyre playing trombone. Sid, it's been great having you in the band performing here. Congratulations on Aerogram. It's a great story.
Thank you very much.
Makes for a fine record. The band is Goldspot, and this is music from their record. I know it's hard enough.